Hey everybody, what's going on? This is Ryan, your host on the Radio Live Transmission Podcast. Welcome to episode 12. Thank you very much for listening. Today I am going to be reviewing two new albums. One is the new album from Robert Plant, which is called Carry Fire. And the other album is the album The Saga Continues from Wu-Tang. Just a note, it's not the Wu-Tang Clan, it's Wu-Tang, and we'll get into why that is in a few minutes. All right, so first we're going to talk about the Robert Plant album, which is called Carry Fire. So this is Robert Plant's 11th studio album, and it's his second album backed by the band known as the Sensational Space Shifters. The 70-year-old former Led Zeppelin frontman, we could say that at this point he knows his limitations, which when compared to his, you know, very electrifying vocals as part of Zeppelin are evident on his recent solo material. And this album, Carry Fire, is really no different, but Plant knows how to use his limitations to his advantage, giving listeners an album that has enough variety really to hold the interest of those familiar or unfamiliar with his work in Zeppelin. As far as I'm concerned, the strength in this album lies in Plant and his band's ability to look forward and backward in time simultaneously, musically and lyrically. Tracks like the opener, which is called The May Queen, and another track, which is called Dance With You Tonight, mix the solid foundation of Plant's folk rock persona with some more modern sort of electronic flourishes. Nowhere is this cross-pollination of sorts more evident than the Urzel Hickey cover, which is called Bluebirds Over the Mountain, which features a guest vocal by Chrissy Hynde, formerly of the Pretenders. And this track actually sounds as if it could have been co-produced by somebody along the lines of Trent Reznor. It's pretty interesting musically. There's a real sense of wonder on tracks like New World, with its lyrical imagery of, you know, explorers discovering lands that they'll eventually colonize and people that they'll eventually subjugate. That idea of sort of looking both forward and back is again illustrated by this track that's called Carving Up the World Again, A Wall and Not a Fence, where Plant uses historical imagery to spin a sort of cautionary tale, you know, for those who buy into these current notions of walls as reinforced borders that will make you safe. Now, Carry Fire wouldn't be a proper Robert Plant album without some, you know, exotic sort of Middle Eastern flair. And the title track scratches that particular itch pretty well, I'd say. The second half of the album picks up and varies the pace while also giving listeners a few more classic Plant-isms, so to speak, with the rollicking track Bones of Saints and the somewhat innuendo-laced Keep It Hid. Now, the album's tendency to stay at a medium tempo and Plant's, you know, now limited vocal range do make it tough for me to listen to the whole record in its entirety. Perhaps if I wasn't such a disciple of Zeppelin, my overall feeling about this album would be one more of excitement. But the shadow of Zepp is gigantic and nearly impossible for Plant to completely step out of. Carry Fire lands somewhere between engaging and background music for me. You know, with plenty of moments that will catch my ear, but just as many that will make me more nostalgic for the days when I first discovered songs like Whole Lot of Love and No Quarter. So I gave the album Carry Fire a rating of 6 out of 10. And for suggested listening, you guys should check out the track Bluebirds Over the Mountain and also the title track, Carry Fire. So moving on, now we're going to be talking about the album The Saga Continues from, in quotes, Wu-Tang, as opposed to the Wu-Tang Clan. So Wu-Tang's 7th studio album, this time minus Old Dirty Bastard, naturally, because of his death, and also missing members U-God and GZA. This album feels like a time capsule to me in many ways. Produced by longtime Wu collaborator Mathematics, with the RZA as an executive producer, you know, the album, as always, it showcases the lyrical abilities of, you know, clan stalwarts like Ghostface Killa and Method Man, Raekwon, and Inspector Deck, as well as a couple of appearances from Redman, who, I mean, let's face it, at this point, Redman may as well be a member of the clan, and along with some bars in there from lesser-known guests. So, now, it's refreshing to hear quality lyricism, you know, in this current sort of shifting hip-hop landscape, which, like it or not, seems to be putting, you know, verses and lyrical ability second to production and image, sadly. But one has to wonder how long the strength of the Wu-Tang name will last in this changing hip-hop game. While lyrically the album is very strong, and Mathematics' production, you know, has just enough variety to keep this album from feeling one note, to me, the album has a feeling of sort of being thrown together hastily. You know, classic Wu albums like their debut, which 36 Chambers, and even 2000's The W, they had a certain aesthetic that came as a result of that combination of the samples pulled from old Kung Fu movies and, you know, the RZA's really stark, at times almost claustrophobic production, and also the interplay between the unique styles of the clan's members. Now, this new album touches on that somewhat on tracks like the excellent track People Say, and also a track called Pearl Harbor. But the whole affair, to me, feels like a collection of tracks from various Wu solo efforts, you know, with Mathematics as producer being the glue that's sort of loosely holding it all together. You know, I was really disappointed to find that longtime Wu-Tang member Capadonna only makes one appearance on the record. The absence of GZA is very, very apparent on this record. To be completely honest, I listened to the new album from Masta Killa, which is called Loyalty is Royalty, for the first time. And even after only a couple of listens, I believe that Loyalty is Royalty is superior to The Saga Continues. And to me, it captures the sort of organic feeling that those old Wu-Tang records brought to the table far better than The Saga Continues does. So the bottom line really is, because it sounds like I'm just crapping all over this album, but it's not really the truth. The bottom line is that if you approach this album, The Saga Continues, you know, as a fan of the Wu-Tang Clan's classic albums as atmospheric pieces of musical and lyrical art, The Saga Continues will most likely leave you wanting or scratching your head. However, if you're sort of looking at it piecemeal, if you're more interested in the tracks and verses as they stand on their own, then the album, you know, it definitely has a decent amount of quality material. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I guess to a certain degree, it's impossible to recapture the magic of, you know, classic Wu albums when you're already missing, you know, three of the clan's original members from the roster. And also the RZA isn't at the helm in regards to the beats and the production on the album. But so I could actually probably give this record 2 ratings. I'd say as an album, I would rate it at probably like a 5.5 out of 10. But if I'm rating it on the strength of the production and the verses and the lyrical contributions from the various members of the clan and some of the guests too, I would give it a higher rating. I'd probably give it like a 7.5 out of 10. So there's a couple different ways sort of to look at this as an album. To me, it's more akin to some of the the compilation records that they've put out in the past, like Wu Chronicles. I know there was 2 volumes of that, I believe, and some of the other ones that have come out. It's way closer to that than it is to anything like 36 Chambers or Wu-Tang Forever or The W or anything like that. So as far as suggested listening, check out the tracks that I mentioned already, which are called People Say and Pearl Harbor. I mean, those 2 tracks are, in my opinion, the best tracks on the album. They're head and shoulders above anything else that's on there. So definitely check those out. All right. Well, that wraps up episode 12 of Radio Live Transmission. I am your host, Ryan. Thank you again for listening, and check in soon for I'm going to be releasing episode 13, on which myself and Alex Estrada from the band Silver Snakes are going to be talking about Silver Snakes' new EP, which is called Scathe, and also Marilyn Manson's album that came out earlier this month, which is called Heaven Upside Down. All right, so thank you guys for listening, and I will catch you soon.